This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Austin Hedges, ladies and gentlemen. Manager in the making. No excitement there? Come on.
Well, I'd rather have you say ALCS hero in the making.
I feel bad for him. Like, I was listening yesterday.
Austin Hedges, contact hitter in the making.
Yeah.
You know, that's the beauty of baseball.
It can happen.
Like, he's Andrew Sendejo when he's out there on the field. Well, excuse me. No, because he's good at defense, so I don't know what to make him out to be. But go with me on this. Like, if you're going to go ripping people, there's definitely an advantage he gives you certainly over Bo Naylor defensively. If I'm going to rip on anybody for not being able to hit, I guess I'm going to have to go with Bo Naylor. I mean, they got into it with a couple of callers yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour. It was really good stuff. Jason Stanford and Peterlin yesterday as I was getting ready for the preview show. And somebody made a hell of an argument. They're like, hey, like, it just sucks that once we know we're going to pinch hit for Bo Naylor, that Austin Hedges is going to come in and have to hit at some point. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, that feeling sucks. But I just find the defense on the Joey Cantillo stuff borderline unforgivable.
Right?
Just borderline unforgivable. And the Emmanuel Clase 3-run home run, you know, I know Emmanuel's got to throw it. I understand that. But damn it, like the setups and anything, like, are you paying attention? Are you paying attention to what they might throw their bat at or anything like that? Like, this stuff just doesn't seem to happen with Austin. And I know one guy's in his 30s and one guy's in his early 20s, so he can make a difference. So I can get that argument, but I don't want to sit there and rip on a guy who clearly is part of the reason this team has been able to keep their heads in it the entire season. Like, I give him that benefit of the doubt. It sucks when he goes up there and strikes out with the bases loaded. I have to grant you that, but I'm not... I know what we're going into when it comes to him. I get more frustrated over Bo Naylor with that type of thing.
Well, just between the two of them, the trade-off is you don't trust either of them at the plate right now in the playoffs.
Not at all.
But
so you're going to go with
the one that I'm thinking about, though, is when we're at the plate early in a game is, well, the young guy, at least, if he does somehow get the bat on the ball, he can probably leg one out and maybe get you a double out of it. Maybe he can do something on the base pass, even though, you know, it's not like Bo Naylor's a speedster out there that's just stealing bases. But still, he can hit one over the fence. I've seen him do that. Austin Hedges has hit, I don't know what his career home run totals are, but it's not high.
But you could tell. This is why I kind of laugh when immediately after any playoff game, we go right to the managing of the losing team. This is not unique to Cleveland. It happens everywhere. But it's not like he has two great choices to choose from. How many times do you have to hear anybody who really follows us closely say, well, if David Fry could catch this, a lot of this would be a moot point. It would change so much of the dynamic of the lineup.
It would.
Like, we can all be honest here. If you were sizing up which lineup and what assets, you know, you would rather have if you were a manager, like, yeah, you'd pick the Yankees lineup. They have less tough choices, less difficult choices to make than what Vogt has to make. And so that's why I always think of that before we go and pile on to Vogt immediately after a playoff loss.
So let me throw this by you guys, and I'm going to get to the phones here in a second, because it's, you know, what's it going to take to get back in this series? And I wanted to play a Boyd clip, but I got something different now to think about. Would you be willing to, since he's good at defense? I mean, we have pulled pitchers after an inning and a third. Now, some of that is, you know, Brian Rocchio with the bobble, things like that. Would you be willing to put Hedges behind the plate with Matthew Boyd to start things off? Because I'm thinking, you know, Matthew Boyd's going to have to go at least four innings, right? To give you a chance to win this game?
Are you pitch hitting for him at some
point? Well, it's not just this game.
Yeah.
It's the series, because you remember, we play back-to-back
You're not pinch hitting from us.
No, if I'm pinch hitting for the catching spot at some point in the game, then I can't start the game with Austin Hedges because I can't end the game with Bo Naylor behind the plate. I've got to end the game with one of those two guys behind the plate.
But it seems that in every single scenario, Tone, it seems like in every single scenario, it's been more important for the guy at the dish instead of the guy at the plate, with the exception of giving up a three-run bomb to Kerry Carpenter. So yeah, that's a big one there.
I understand what Owen's thinking, too. The thought is, if you have enough games, eventually Bo Naylor is going to get a hit. Right? I mean, isn't that kind of what you would say over Austin Hedges?
You say that, but it's been since, what, September 9th?
I know. I just think, like, the Austin Hedges, and of course he comes up with the bases loaded. Of course. What else is new? Not like I would have felt better about Naylor in that situation either, but we know what the outcome is every single time with Hedges in a very, very big spot.
The only thing you can do right now is slide that spot down to 9th. But Rocchio is doing so well in that spot. And I know all the dairies come on the show, and I agree with them. Maybe you put Rocchio in the two spot right now.
I think
now.
You might see some movement like that because he is somebody who's making pitchers work. He's at least seeing a lot of pitches. So when you think about that grind and making sure to break a pitcher's rhythm, not let him get off. I mean, game one was really brutal because you made their guy look like a Cy Young Award winner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he pitched better than Cole.
Mm-hmm. 216-474-0092. That's kind of where I'm at right now. Because if I know that Austin Hedges calms down the entire pitching staff and does a great job, I gotta get through more than an inning with my starting pitcher tonight. Matthew Boyd's a really good pitcher. He's done well since he's come back from the injury, and he seems like a confident man. I gotta have him go a little longer than an inning or an inning and a third. I gotta have four innings out of the guy.
Can we do a bright spot on Boyd right now,
please?
He's pitched twice in the playoffs.
Yes.
He's one of them. He didn't go as long, right, in game five. But he's drawn Scooble both times. He's not going against the Cy Young winner this time.
And he certainly didn't back down. It wasn't like he was intimidated by that matchup.
Cole Schmidt. 216.
I'll take Matthew Boyd in this matchup today.
Clark Schmidt. 216-474-0092. All right, I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. What's it going to take to get back into this series?
Well, I think early.
How long's Matt Boyd got to go? Would you start Austin Hedges or is that heresy?
It's an early lead. This is more of a kind of a bigger picture thing, not really associated with like the lineup or anything. It's just as simple. Like they need to get a lead so big, especially the first of three back-to-back-to-back games, that you're at home. You get off to an early lead. Now the pressure. You haven't really put a ton of pressure on the Yankees outside of, you know, loading them up and a lot of traffic against Cole. And they somehow limited the damage and they end up winning the game. And they could all breathe a sigh of relief collectively in New York. Now you're back in our place. And just if the top of the order can get off to a good start, make them work a little bit. Make them work. Make them earn it. And that doesn't mean, you know, dropping can of corn pop flies, like routine pop flies, and making those critical mistakes. Because one thing you obviously can't do is fall behind again and have to rely on the bullpen. Because even if you win this game, if you go deep into the bullpen tonight, what do you got left for the next two games? I mean, there's no rest.
I want to hear from you guys right now. 216-474-0092. What's it going to take to get back into this series? What's your theory on that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.